I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we hear your thoughts about Election Day and what you have to say about the election of Barack Obama and what's in store with his administration. But first, we want to begin our conversation about the transition that is to come and the challenges to be faced by an upcoming Obama administration. We want to begin with national security issues, an unpopular war in Iraq, an increasingly aggressive resistance in Afghanistan, a global economic crisis. These are just some of the issues on the new president-elect's plate. To talk more about this, we decided to check in with retired U.S. Army General Wesley Clark. He's a graduate of West Point, the former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, and a one-time Democratic candidate for president himself. Thank you so much for speaking with us, General Clark.
Thank you, Michelle. It's nice to be with you.
Before we jump into our conversation, may I ask where you were and what you were doing when you found out that that Senator Obama would be our next president and what your thoughts were?
I was actually in Chicago in one of the tents at Grant Park. And one of the most amazing people I was with was a man named Ernest Green. Ernest Green was one of the original Little Rock Nine who broke segregation in Little Rock Central High School in 1957. And can you imagine what he felt? I was just so proud to be with him.
What do you think went through your mind? As a person who, frankly, sought that office at one time 4 years ago, I mean, some people are saying, well, who would really want that job right now?
Well, it's a very tough job. I've been doing some campaigning for President-elect Obama, and I was with him and Michelle out in Colorado on Saturday, and when I looked at them up on the platform in Pueblo in front of 40,000 people, it was just an incredible wave of feeling went through me. It was historic. It was transformational. Their love for each other, his dedication to the country, what it means to have someone with his background, with his experiences, representing America. He's a very thoughtful man who's a very analytical thinker. I think he's going to really do extremely well for our country. I was just so proud of that at that time. And, of course, those feelings carry over.
On to the tough stuff at hand. Vice President-elect Joe Biden, in the last month of the campaign, suggested that President-elect Obama will be tested in the early days of his presidency. And, of course, this has been reported as a gaffe, but there are those who argue that this is just a simple reality. Do you think that that's true?
Oh, I think it's true. I think it happens to every president. I think early on they discover national security problems. They may not be what they were elected to deal with because most presidents come in and they have great dreams about taking America forward, and it's mostly about the domestic issues, and yet national security intrudes.
What are the top three challenges likely to be that you think Senator Obama, rather President-elect Obama, will be facing?
I think the greatest threat to the United States still remains international terrorists, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden's on the loose. But I think that he's going to move very quickly to deal with the situation in the Middle East. He's going to work quickly on Iraq to put together a plan that will bring our troops successfully out of Iraq in a responsible way. I think he's going to work the Afghanistan issue, which is connected to Pakistan and India and Kashmir, as well as to terrorism. And I think he's going to put new life into work to bring peace between Israel and the Palestinians. So I think those issues are important. I think there's another set of issues dealing with Russia that are very important. And I think whether anyone would have anticipated it 6 months ago or not, I think the international financial system is going to bear heavy scrutiny with many proposals for changes, and all of that will impact the international institutions we've been familiar with since World War II, really.
I believe economics was one of your subjects when you were at West Point as a former economics major. Do you feel that the economic crisis intersects with the national security challenge?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because President Eisenhower said America's greatest strength isn't its armed forces, it's its economy. We've got to restore demand in this economy, build consumer confidence, see the housing market bottom out, and make sure that our financial system provides the liquidity that our businesses need to grow.
Given, though, that President-elect Obama has a relatively thin resume when it comes to foreign affairs, although despite the fact he did serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Senate and has clearly thought a lot about these issues, do you think that he needs to make some gesture to demonstrate his competence, some gesture to demonstrate his resolve in the opening days of his administration? And if so, what would that be?
I can't imagine that is an issue. But I don't know. I mean, I leave that to the president-elect and the people closest around him. I wouldn't be recommending that. I'd be recommending straight ahead, work the issues.
What about the whole question of continuity? It's interesting to some folks that for a person who ran on a platform of change, many of the people in his presidential transition are names that everyone knows. And of course, there's a tension between the kind of people who tend to have the experience that you need to do these jobs or a lot of the people you've seen before. On the other hand, he does have a mandate for change. In the area of national security, what's your recommendation? Do you think that, would you advise him, for example, to seek continuity? Do you think that he should try to keep Defense Secretary Bob Gates on the job? Or do you think that that's simply not necessary?
Well, I think he'll have to look at all of his team in terms of what specific expertise they have, in terms of their effectiveness. He's going to have to pick people who can get the job done. I think he's going to set a very high standard for performance. I wouldn't be worried about the change versus continuity. I think he's strong enough and deep enough to be able to handle any of the changes himself. He's got to make sure that the government functions, and I think he'll be very much aware of that.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with retired U.S. Army General Wesley Clark about the national security challenges facing the incoming Obama administration. Clearly, one of the key differences in this election between then-Senator Obama and Senator John McCain was over how to conclude the war in Iraq. Do you think that Senator Obama can end the war in Iraq responsibly and on a timetable?
I think he can end it responsibly, but I think that from the time the primary started and it seemed that the Republican and Democratic sides were so far apart, I think that situations changed on the ground. The Iraqis clearly, through their political system, have expressed the intent that we leave. They've set a timetable for getting us off. So I think that the position that Senator McCain took early on has been obviated by the events. So I have every confidence that President-elect Obama is going to be able to handle this problem. It's a matter of working the politics in Iraq, working the diplomacy in the region, and working the security function in Iraq.
I wanted to switch gears and talk about this whole question of America's standing in the world and what effect a President Obama can have on that. You know, we saw that there were celebrations all over the world when the U.S. election results were announced. But I wonder, particularly as a person like you who spent so much time overseas, are we setting unrealistically high expectations here? Can he really do that in a timely fashion? Can he really change the way people feel about this country, given, as you just pointed out, that it's unlikely he really has that much maneuvering room when it comes to some of these foreign policy challenges?
I think his election, it has already made a change. I think his inauguration is going to make a further change. And I think through his character, through his experiences, as well as the policies, he will change the way America is perceived in the world. Look, people out there don't have problems with Americans. I travel all over the world, and they always tell me they love America. They love what we stand for. What they didn't like was the way that the previous administration enunciated its policies, its disregard for world opinion, its propensity to use force too early, its insensitivity to local concerns and issues. And I think by the very nature of the way he conducts business, Barack Obama will change all of that.
We talked at the beginning of our conversation, we're down just for our last couple of minutes, about the top priorities that an Obama administration will have to confront. Are there areas of national security or international affairs that you think have been neglected over the course of the last 8 years because of the priorities set by the war on terror and so forth that you'd like to see him confront, assuming that he gets a handle on these other issues?
Well, I hope that our country will rebuild its relationship with Europe, because with Europe, we can have a very, very strong and stable and enduring partnership. And together we can go get so much done to deal with issues around the world. And one of the things that frustrated me about the previous administration was how badly they bungled relations with Europe again and again and again. So I think he'll work that. But in terms of pressing matters, I think they're pretty much out there. It's two wars. It's first and foremost the financial situation. It's the continuing threat of terrorism and the need to protect the United States and our forces and partners and allies abroad and go after the source of the problem. And beyond that, it's restoring America's reputation and rebuilding our alliances and working with our friends to deal with a lot of issues that simply can't be dealt with by one nation acting in isolation. It's a tall order, but I think there's seldom been a time in American history where presidents come into office where it was so clearly obvious that foreign policy and national security was going to have to be an early priority.
Speaking of working with your friends, any interest in serving in an Obama administration?
I mean, I don't think anybody can say they don't have an interest in trying to help the country, and anything a president asks you to do, you have to give it very, very serious consideration. I'm in the private sector. I'm in investment banking. I'm in the energy and alternative energy businesses. I've got lots of stuff on my plate. But like everyone, we all love this country, and everybody wants to help. So I think he'll have the choice of the very best people in America to fill some critical jobs, and I know he'll make the right choices.
General Wesley Clark is retired from service in the United States Army. In 34 years of service, he rose to the rank of four-star general. His last position was NATO Supreme Allied Commander and the Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. European Command. He's currently Chairman and CEO of Wesley Clark & Associates, and he was kind enough to join us from New York. General Clark, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.